The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
New state laws make it easier to provide psychiatric treatment and longer inpatient care to minor teens who object to it. Parents object less often but are sometimes concerned about the cost or family stigma. Senior policy analyst Stephen Weiss says enabling minors to consent could improve their health, but there also may be complications.
The adversarial situation may not get resolved during the treatment, and this can interfere with the discharge plan, as children are discharged to their homes. There's a potential for provider steering or coercion of minors into inpatient treatment. And then how will the providers be paid? Who covers the cost?
Health Secretary Bill Hazel adds that the scope of the challenge is even greater.
The issue of children needing services and families either wanting them or not is true through all facets of this. And dealing with just this inpatient thing by itself is important, but may not be sufficient to really help us get some consistency system-wide.
Policy options could include enabling courts to give consent. The members plan to make recommendations in October. In Richmond, I'm Anne Marie Morgan.